Finance come to order. It's 1:34 p.m. on the 20th day of March 2014. We have members present: Munoz, Holmes, Guttenberg, Costello, Stoltz, Thompson, and Vice Chair Newman. I have a quorum to do business. We have one bill. We had plans to have more bills before us, but we have one bill that is ready from the drafters. House Bill 305 has become a dear and treasured friend here. So we have a CS, and where is my CS? We had previously adopted the House CS. Okay. I guess we can see if there's any amendments.
Mr. Chairman, I have an amendment. I would like to move amendment number one.
I'll object.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What amendment number one does is there was some discussion last time around about the new criminal language that was in the bill, that we created a new way to charge criminal mischief in the third degree that was sort of specific to the damaging of property and the theft of metals. And there was some concern voiced by Department of Law and some questions from the committee about that. So what I did, Mr. Chairman, is I went back and I checked with Sergeant Pickerel from the Anchorage Police Department, and I also consulted more with the Department of Law. Both the Department of Law and the Anchorage Police Department assured me that these types of things are already being charged both as theft and as criminal mischief in the third degree, both of which are felonies, and that this new section is not necessary. And so we have also gone and we've checked with representatives from the utilities, with the Associated General Contractors, and with the scrap dealers. And all of the parties appear to agree that that criminal language is not necessary and just kind of bogs us down a little. So what amendment number one does is it removes the new criminal section, and it also changes the title accordingly and takes out the applicability section that relates to the criminal. So it leaves us with the records portion of the bill, but it takes the criminal section entirely out of it.
I just want to check on the desires of the sponsor rather than desires never have to come up on this bill again.
And Mr. Chairman, I forgot to mention I also checked with the sponsor's office. Most importantly, I checked with the sponsor's office.
And we'll take that nodding of acquiescence that they've worked with Representative Holmes, and this does not do damage to their bill. This cleanup bill.
My understanding, Mr. Chairman, is this is considered to be a friendly amendment by the sponsors.
At least it's unhostile.
I'm not hostile. Take over.
And we've been joined by Co-Chair Osterman. We had had an amendment offered, amendment number one. It was moved and objected to. And I just wanted to clarify on the record, this was the Department of Law and representative of the largest municipal, the police department, made this suggestion. Mm-hmm. Okay. And yes, Mr. Pickerel, is he a traffic cop? What is he doing? I want to put this on the record.
No, this is, Mr. Chairman, this was a section that was worked on in good faith, attempting to help prosecute these crimes, but Sergeant Pickerel is the person in the police department who is working with the consensus group from the beginning, who is the one who is most intimately familiar in the Anchorage Police Department with these types of crimes. He was not just not a traffic cop.
I just wanted to put on the record.
Mm-hmm. And we went through, Mr. Chairman, the chief of police's office as well in contacting him, and so and the mayor's office in Anchorage. So everybody was in the loop on this one. We tried to spread the net really broadly.
Are there any questions on this amendment? I'll remove my objection. Are there other objections? Representative Newman, on your objection or comment while we're on the amendment.
I can comment on the objection part of the bill.
On the bill or the amendment?
No, I have no objection to amendment number
okay,
one.
Okay, hearing no objection, the amendment number one is adopted, and we're joined by Representative Edgemond as well. On the, are there any other amendments? And we have a, before we get into the general discussion on the bill, we'll go through the, I don't believe this is going to change the fiscal note, but we'll need to update the fiscal note. I believe it should remain a zero. with that understanding that we'll update the fiscal note as a either a House finance or we'll get there with the acquiescence of the committee. Any objections to doing those adjustments? Now onto the bill. On the bill.
Thank you. Onto the bill, and I don't know if it'll affect the fiscal note or not, Mr. Chair. On page 2, section 7, it says a description including the weight. It goes on to say a scrap metal dealer shall determine the weight by using a scale that complies with state standards and weight measures under Alaska statute. I'm assuming that means the Alaska Department of Transportation public facilities will have to go over there, do weights and measurements, and verify that all scales are accurate.
It's moved around over the years. I assume you're aware where it is right now. I assume it's in DOT then, weights and measures.
I'm just making some comments here now.
No, I just
maybe
wanted...
the sponsor can work on them later. I'm just making pointing out some issues that I have with the bill right now.
You bet.
And maybe we'll work with the carrier to see if we can work on them, clarify them. And then also under definitions on page 3, on line 10, it talks about catalytic converter materials. So you've got cars could fall under the description of just junk metal. You know, and you have somebody who's just hauling away old cars, and they're going to have to go and weigh them. They're going to have to go through all this. They're going to have to keep records for 5 years of all these transactions and take photos just to do some of these services for the community, quite frankly. And I go back on to last year we were out at Dutch Harbor. And we went and visited a scrap dealer out there. And it was a guy who was doing a great service for the community out on Chain. Just a husband and a wife and his two boys. And they worked with the community of Unalaska, and they gave him a little area to work in. Because nobody's removed any of the scrap steel or junk out of there forever. And people are coming up with truckloads of, they had nets and ropes and wire and pipe and refrigerators and everything in there. And they'd dump it all out, and you know, sometimes they get $10 or $20 or sometimes nothing. But for these people that are working out in the pouring rain to try and keep records, take photos, take their cars, do all this, keep the records for 5 years, you know, that just seems like a whole lot of work to do a real good service for the community for some people who are just trying to eke out a living. And I understand, you know, where you get people who are crooks and they're stealing you know, wire out of houses and stuff like that, and stealing wire from and they're criminals and they should be stopped. But you know, I'll continue to work with the sponsor on this one right now, and I'm going to stand and move out of committee or something. But I have some real issues here.
No, and I understand that, and I kind of wonder at TSA, why don't they just stop the people who are actually going to hijack a plane as well? But Representative Edgman, and I think then Thompson.
Yeah, just real quickly to speak to Unalaska. They've got a citywide ordinance to clean up a lot of scrap material, a lot of junk material, and they have the benefit of having year-round barging services, so they can do it by the bulk quantity. And it really has the company, I think, that Representative Newman was talking about has done a lot of work, but it's been more of a mass scale type of work. I guess the other point that I wanted to make was that maybe in at least partial response to the points that were made up by Representative Newman, I would wonder if those points are involving a commercial transaction where you get a buyer and a seller, whereas somebody who's got a junk car and not making a commercial transaction wouldn't be impacted by this bill.
Yeah, I can't definitively answer that, but it refers to people who sell scrap metal, refers to dealers.
$100 or more.
$100 or more.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Representative Holmes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was going to say I'm very sensitive to the concerns that were brought up, although it doesn't require the records unless more than $100 or more is changing hands. So to the extent that you're just scrapping things for small sums or no exchange of money at all, they would be exempt from this, is my understanding.
Representative Thompson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, it always amazes me that we find a problem, and to fix it, we make the pendulum swing from one direction clear over as far as we can make it in the other, and there's no center ground. I mean, I feel like we overdo sometimes, and I think that's part of what we're doing here, too. The five-year record-keeping is very cumbersome to a small business, and you start looking down the line at all these things, and how big of a problem is this that in our packets there's just case after case where they're catching these people? You know, it doesn't look like they're actually getting away. I mean, they're getting caught. But anyway, I support the bill. I wish it had stayed as a one-page repealer, or one-line repealer, but this is addressing some problems, and but we always go a little too far. Thanks.
Any other questions? Yeah. It wasn't, again, it didn't initiate with me, and we were being responsive to folks that were involved in the bill and other ancillary parties. So that said, that's what the process has yielded, and we do have a bicameral process. Maybe there'll be some adjustment on this. Are there, we get a motion. You want to move the bill?
Mr. Co-Chair, I move CS for House Bill Number 305, Finance, as amended, with accompanying fiscal notes and individual committee recommendations from the committee.
Are there any objections? Hearing none. We're going to miss you, Mr. Speaker.
You got any more one-line bills?
Yeah, right.
I wish we could make it back onto a one-line bill.
Well, with that, we had hoped to have some other bills up, but we're waiting on drafting still. So we'll catch up. We're hoping to have House Bill 306 tomorrow morning, and hopefully we'll have something this afternoon. If it is complex in its drafting with all the repealer sections, and I think there were a few mistakes made, we cut. So that said, and then we have House Bill 140 as well, the regulatory, a couple other bills that we've had previously heard we'll bring up. But the main bill tomorrow is House Bill 121, Representative Feige's CFAB bill. So that's what's on our agenda, and I think we're done for today.